Tonight's topic is Tefilas Haderech, where the sugya is the sugya in Brachos, Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis. The Gemara, source number two over here in Chav Tes Amud Beis, going over to Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, tells us a series of bits of advice that were given. Amalei Eliyahu Rav Yehuda Achuad Rav Salah Chasida. Eliyahu said to Rav Yehuda, the brother of Rav Salah Chasida, Lo Tirtach V'lo Techti, Lo Tarvi V'lo Techti. Let's see inside over here. He gives him a whole bunch of advice. Lo Tirtach V'lo Techti means, Rashi says, Lo Tichos Shemitocha Kas Atabali Dechet. Don't get angry too often, because when you get angry, it leads to Averos. Lo Tarvi V'lo Techti. Don't drink too much wine, because when you drink a lot of wine, it will lead you to Averos. You know, very simple bits of advice, things that you shouldn't, you should stay away from. And then he says, Ukshata Yotzei L'Derech, and whenever you want to go traveling, Himalech Bekon Chavitzei. What does the word Himalech mean? To ask, to consult with, right? Consult with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then go out. So that right away is very strange. My Himalech Bekon Chavitzei, what does it mean? Consult with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do you have to wait for a response? Because you might be waiting a long time if you have to wait for a response. What does it mean to consult with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chista, Zu Tfilas Haderech. That's a cute way of saying Tfilas Haderech. There's no such thing as a cute way of saying in Chazal. If Chazal phrased something in a certain way, they must be trying to give us insight into the character and the nature of Tfilas Haderech. So let's file that away, that the way Chazal, the first time they introduce us to Tfilas Haderech, they use the term Himalech Bekon Chavitzei. So that's Tfilas Haderech. Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Chista, Kalayotze L'Derech Tzarech L'Spal Tfilas Haderech. Anyone who goes out to the derech has to be mispelled tefilas haderech. So obviously the next question you have to ask yourself is, what do you mean goes out to the derech? To the derech, I live less than a mile away from here. So my commute to work takes me, without a single traffic light in between, usually takes me 3 minutes or less to get from my house to my job. I have to say tefilas haderech. I don't even have time to say the whole tefilas haderech. I'm already there by the time I'm done. So what's the definition of yotzei l'derech? So we'll have to discuss that as well. So first the Gemara says, maybe even more fundamentally, my tefillah sederech. What is this tefillah? So the tefillah should sound familiar, because it hasn't changed much over the years. Yehi ratzon l'fanecha Hashem Elokai, shetolicheni l'shalom, v'tatzideni l'shalom, v'tasmecheni l'shalom, v'tatzileni mikaf, kol oyev, v'orev bederech, V'tishlach bracha b'maisi yaday v'tidneni l'cheil l'ches l'racham v'enech v'enech l'roi baruch ata Hashem shomei tefila. So what's the theme of that tefila? That I should go in peace. That everything should go fine. What do you mean everything should go fine? I should be. What could happen? Well, oyev could happen. Orev could happen. All sorts of things could happen. There could be muggers out there. There could be enemies out there. There could be people who are out to get me. So save me from all the normal dangers that are associated with traveling. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, save me from those things. Interestingly, it doesn't say save me from an auto accident or from drowning or from, you know, meaning the we do have another tefillah, a bracha that we say after making it through a very dangerous journey, if the journey was through the Midbar or through the ocean or whatever, right? Where that's the Birch Sagomel. Are the two connected? Is the definition of when you have to say Tefillah Sederech, is it related to the danger? Or is that just saying, I mean, there are two ways to look at this tefillah. One way to look at it is, clearly there's an element of danger involved. So when you're going on a dangerous journey, so then you have to say Tefillah Sederech. Or maybe no, maybe you can say it's Yadavin whenever you go on the road, because going on the road, by definition, is not the safety of your own home, and therefore there's always a threat of something going on, even if you don't feel particularly threatened. It doesn't feel like a particularly dangerous trip, but it's a road, and the road carries with it certain threats. Much the way we'd say someone who travels through a midbar, who travels or travels over a sea, even if he didn't feel particularly threatened by his travels, would still require Birch Sagomel. Now, air travel, that's a different story, because that may depend on how you view it, meaning, because that's not in the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't talk about air travel for Birch Sagomel, right? So maybe we should view this the way we view Birch Sagomel, that certain types of, that just by definition, traveling on a road is considered to be an inherently dangerous situation. Not yet clear in the Gemara exactly how that works out, exactly which way to look at it. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Li'olam lishtaf inish nafshe bahadei tzibura. person should never daven b'loshen yachid. You should always daven b'loshen rabin, that you're not just davening for yourself, you're davening for a whole group. Hechi neima, so how should you daven? What should the words be? Yirosam b'fnach Hashem elokeinu shetolicheinu l'shalom. V'chulei, figure out the rest, right? Not just that shetolicheinu, but shetolicheinu, that all the Klal Yisrael, whoever's traveling, that we should all go. We should all go in peace. Amos matzli. So when is it that we daven this tefila? Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rav Chisda, Misha'a shemahalech b'derech. When do you daven this tefila? From the moment you go on the road. Ad kama, until when? Amar Rabbi Yaakov, Amar Rav Chisda, ad parsa, until the parsa. What does that mean? So right there is going to be one of the more fundamental machlokasim that we're going to have in this Gemara, ad parsa. What does that mean, ad parsa? So just file that away. How do you understand that? Pasha pshat, ad kama is ad parsa? How would you understand it without reading Rashi or anybody? What would you understand?
Until when can you still say it?
Till when can you still say tefilas adarach? Meaning the previous line was, from when can you say it? From when you set out on your journey. So ad kama would seem to be, until when can you say it? What's the last time that you could say it? Meaning, I'm already here, I already arrived at my destination. It's obviously too late to say tefillah sederach if I've already arrived at my destination, one would assume at least. So when can you say it? So ad parsa. So then what's the answer? Ad parsa. Until what? Until you've already traveled to Parsa, not a Parsa away from your destination. So I could be going 10,000 miles, and a Parsa is roughly 2.5 miles. So once I'm 2.5 miles into my journey, forget it, it's too late. Well, I'm going to say Tefillah Sederach for 9,997.5 miles? It's not worth it. Is that so? What? Oh, so you say when you have a Parsa left. As long as there's still a little bit of a Derech left to go on, so then a parsa is worth a bederach, then we good. So we'll see. The Rishonim deal with this issue. Just a little bit weiter. The hechi matzila. How do you say this tefila? Now we're not asking the text. We already did that. We're asking the positioning of the person in saying the tefila. Rav Chisda amru mu'umad. Rav Chisda said standing. Rav Shesh amru afilu mahalich. Even traveling. So mu'umad in general in Shas can mean two things. Sometimes it means standing as opposed to miyushav, as opposed to sitting, and sometimes mu'umad means ba'amida v'lo b'halicha, meaning that while being in one place, staying in one place, standing means standing in one place, versus, well, right, stationary versus traveling. So the implication of the Gemara, just based on how Rav Chisda works off of Rav Sheshes' opinion, is that Rav Chisda's mu'umad, in contrast with Rav Sheshes' mahalich, is that Rav Chisda's stationary, whereas Rav Sheshes says as you're traveling. So the problem is, so how do you imagine Rav Chisda saying Tefillah Sederach? Rav Chisda says while you're stationary, but we already said the earliest time to say Tefillah Sederach is Misha Shemalich Bederach, when you're already on the road. So you need to take a pit stop, you got to pull over by a rest stop, and then say Tefillah Sederach. Got to stop the horse and buggy, pull over to the side of the road, and then say Tefillah Sederach. Maybe. What if you're on a train or a plane? Can you ask the pilot to just slow down for a second? You know, to say Tefillah. How does that work exactly? Okay, so we'll have to see. Rav Chisda, Rav Sheshes have ka'azli bu'urcha. Come, Rav Chisda, come matzli. Amar Rav Sheshes l'shamei, my kavod, Rav Chisda. Amar lei, koyu matzli. Amar lei, ukman nami li didivasi miyosav v'al tikra rab. So he got up and he davened, and he said, you know what? I'll daven too before traveling on the road. Okay, so you know what? Let's stop there. We don't have to get into the whole tefillah katsara. Tefillah Tzara issue. So Rav Shechter in a shir I heard from him once mentioned that his understanding of Tefillah Sederach is that the danger element of Tefillah Sederach is a critical element of Tefillah Sederach. That since the whole tefillah is save me, mikav kol oyev va'orev, is that there has to be legitimate fear of oyev va'orev chayara'a, for those texts that add in chayra, there has to be some legitimate fear of something actually going on, something that's going to happen. Absent the legitimate fear, So there would be no din of tefillah sederach. And Rav Shechter thought this relates to the machlokas Rambam Ramban that we're going to discuss later this week about when is there a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven. Is a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven each and every day? Or is it a mitzvah d'oraisa to daven only be'es tzara? Only when a person is, the Ramban says, I'm not sure, maybe it's only be'es tzara, if that. The Ramban makes it sound like maybe not even be'es tzara. But others point out that the Ramban definitely thought there's a mitzvah to daven be'es tzara. His question is, do you count it as a separate mitzvah? That's what he wasn't sure about. But definitely be'es tzara, there's a chiyuv to daven. So even if you hold that there's no chiyuv to daven each and every day, be'es tzara, there's definitely a chiyuv to daven. In times where you feel threatened, in times where you feel that you really need HaKadosh Baruch Hu's salvation, so then the mitzvah d'oraisa to daven kicks in dafka at that point in time. So Rav Shechter thought that's exactly what Tefillah Sederach is. Tefillah Sederach is a manifestation of the requirement to daven be'es tzara. It has to be an es tzara. It has to be a time where you feel threatened, and then it's a chiv d'oraisa. So that would turn out Tefillah Sederach, the Rabbanon, d'oraisa, minag. So most of us probably would have said the Rabbanon. Rav Shechter would say d'oraisa. But that limits it as well, because it would then be limited only to situations where you actually feel somewhat threatened. What if you go on, you travel all the time, and you're traveling to Israel, and you go back and forth. You're one of these people who made Aliyah, but works back here. So you're always traveling back and forth. Right? I have a cousin who did this. Always traveling back and forth. So that's how he goes to work. It's like going on the Long Island Railroad for him, going on a plane to America. So maybe you shouldn't say to him, because to him it's not an Eis Tzara at all. He doesn't see that. Meaning maybe midaraisa, of course, if you actually feel necessary, then there's a chiv dav midaraisa. But the Rabbanan were mesakein that you should daven whenever you're holich b'derech, much like the Rabbanan were mesakein to daven three times a day, each and every day. Good, that could very well be as well. Rav Shechter understood it clearly as an eis tzara type of issue. Now,
does eis tzara mean when you anticipate that there might be, or only when a big bear is coming towards your car?
So Rav Shechter, I think, thought, obviously, in this case, that it would be, if you're fearful that there might be. I don't know, anticipate, fearful that there might be.
Which wouldn't apply usually on a car ride in New Jersey.
Right. A car ride to New Jersey would not seem, or Tel Aviv to Yerushalayim. Right, which, in Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is, they always see Tefillah Sederach. Right, every taxi driver has Tefillah Sederach, not from... Arab half the time they have Tefillah Sederach in the cars, and people say Tefillah Sederach wherever they, take an hour drive, right? They always say Tefillah Sederach. We take an hour drive, we go to Teaneck or something. We don't say Tefillah Sederach usually, right? So why is that? That's an important question. So let's see step by step. First thing we'll discuss saying Tefillah Sederach while you're actually moving, right? While you're actually traveling. So, Hechi Matzila. Well, let's take a look. Tosfos in Brachos, yeah, Hechi Matzila. So says Tosfos, Atzilas HaDerech Ka'i. When we say Hechi Matzila, we're asking about Atzilas HaDerech, which is how we read the Gemara, right? We're not asking about davening in general on the road. We're talking about Atzilas HaDerech. Rav Shesha Samra Filim Mahalich. Rav Shesha says you don't have to stop, you could even be traveling, but Kamel and Krav Sheshes, and we pass like Krav Sheshes. Umiu, but Tosefta pasuk Rabbeinu Yosef Krav Chista, v'chein Rav Alfis Pirush Krav Chista Adifa Leitfei. Ooh, so what do we have? We have a machlokas 2 days in Tosfos. How do we paskin over here? 2 days in the Gemara, machlokas Amorayim. Do you have to pull over the car to say Tefillah Sederach? Can you say it while you're traveling? And Tosfos quotes 2 days and had a paskin in this machlokas. So if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, source number 4, Simon Kuf Yud Si'iv Dalin, Hayotze V'derech Yispalel, Yiras Amfenach Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Avosin Shtalokei V'Shalom V'Tzarech Lamar Blashen Rabim, V'im Efshar Yamod Milelech Kishyomrena, V'im Ayurochev Ein Tzarech Leirid. Says the Shulchan Aruch, L'chadchila, you should stop. You should even get off an animal if you're riding on an animal. That's part of the Gemara we didn't read. The Gemara goes on to talk about that. So L'chadchila, you should stop. But if you can't, you don't have to get down.
Why do they keep specifying they can say the plural specifically by this halacha?
As opposed to any other tefillah? It's a good question. Meaning we do daven the entire Shemoneh Esrei in plural. That's a good question. Why is it Dafka emphasized over here?
Because this is where we have a lot of Lashon Yachid.
Meaning this is where the Gemara originally suggested Lashon Yachid.
Yeah, where else do we have it?
Okay, but Right. So why did the Gemara originally suggest Lashon Yachid here as opposed to by any other tefillah? Shetolichenu. Well, probably. Would you have to say Lashon Rabim even if you're traveling alone?
Sounds like it. You should never.
Yeah. Sounds like it. Right.
Right.
Maybe over here there's more of a hava mina that you would say Lashon Yachid. I mean, when I daven, all the Klal Yisrael is davening Shmona Esrei, but Tehillat Sederach, I'm traveling. No one else is traveling. Why would it have to be Lashon Rabim? So maybe that's it. Over here, there was a Havamina to say Lashon Yachid. Right, right. There's no, right. There's no Tehillat B'Tzibur in Tehillat Sederach, Mestama. It says in Mishnah Berurah, in Sifkata and Chav Gimel, in source number 5, Ein Sarach Leleid. Well, actually, even before that, Yamun Mileil, Sifkat Nachav Beis, Achim Ikuv Amidasa Yatricho, Mutter Lomer B'Mahalichob B'Miyushav. So Mishnah Berurah says, if stopping is going to be a big tircha for you, so then you could keep on traveling, or you could stay seated. Meaning, what's he saying? That clearly when the Shulchan Aruch paskins that it should be done by Amida, understanding that when the Gemara says to do it by Amida, so it's understanding Amida both La'afuke Halicha and La'afuke Yeshiva. That it should be standing, stationary. Both. Standing up and not sitting down, and stationary and not moving, right? So he says, but that's only a din l'chachila. If you find that it's going to distract you and it's going to be annoying to you because you're trying to get somewhere, so to stand in place, to get up, and to stand in one place is going to be difficult for you, so then you don't have to do that. And then says the Mishnah Berurah, Ein Sarach Leirid, Shiridaso Va'aliyaso Tardaso, Eliyamira Behema Mileilech Mefshalosh, Shemirko Vareuka Mahalech. Mishmur says, but what you should really try to do is whatever vehicle you're traveling in, if you have the ability to do it, stop the vehicle. So obviously a train, a plane, you don't have the ability to stop the vehicle unless you are the conductor or the pilot, and even if you are the pilot, you probably don't have the ability to just stop the train, to pause and stop the plane in midair. But if you're driving a car, you can pull over to the side of the road and you can say Tehillat Sederach. Mishmur seems to assume that that is definitely ideal, that that's what one is supposed to do. Now, what if you're traveling on a plane? Should you stand up to say Tehillat Sederach? Because after all, Amida is preferred. So says the Aruch HaShulchan, Simen Kuf Yud Sif Yud Aleph, source number 6, Yachal Omer Tehillat Sederach Kam Kishu Mahalich V'im Efshal Lo Ya'amot Kishu Yomarna V'lo Yelech V'tov Lo Omer Ba'amida Mi B'Yeshiva. So again, he quotes Amida in both contexts. Better to be Omed rather than going, and better to be Omed rather than Yoshev. If you could stop the horses, stop them. What's he talking about? Agolos shel mesilos habarzel. The iron chariots. What's he talking about? Trains, I think. If you're on a train, Yomer ba'amida, you should stand up on the train. Keep a sham b'negel amod. It's easy to stand when you're on a train. V'chein b'naso b'svinos kedolos. If you're on a large boat, as opposed to a kayak, let's say, where it might be a little more dangerous. Someone just asked me last week. Jake Sherman texted me. He's going on a fishing trip, and they're going out about 3 miles off the shore. Should they say Tefillat Sederach on the boat? So what do you taina? Based on what we know until this point, a parsa is about 2.3, 2.5 miles. 3 miles? Mustama, right? Is it dangerous? Yeah. You're going out on a boat in the night, you know, when they're going fishing? Sounds dangerous to me. I'd be scared. So it's...
Is this picture going around that there's this guy kayaking in Florida and there's a shark following him? This is picture going around the internet.
Really?
It's crazy. Did he? Fin.
They don't tell you what happened
okay.
afterwards.
No, okay.
Oh, he's okay. Wow.
So
he must be one good kayaker.
It was wild.
Wow. yeah. So says Aruch HaShulchan, Pashru, the Tzarech Lomer Tfilos Derech Benasso Ala Yamo Ben Haros Ben Mislos Ben Barzel V'Mirzel Hosef Shema Otchinos Ben Kashos Hershos Biyadav. So says Aruch HaShulchan, you're traveling on a train, you're traveling on a boat, of course you say Tfilos Derech. What kind of question? Adraba, you want to say more Tfilos? Say those too. You need extra Tfilos for traveling, because you have to realize at a train they're going at higher speeds than they ever went before in human history. So, of course it's more dangerous. I mean, look at the speeds, and there are other trains, and there are tracks, and there, you know, where they could cross, and, you know, there are new, all new types of dangers with modern modes of travel. So this is something that the post can discuss a lot when they discuss traveling all the modern modes of travel. Would this be defined as a derech? Well, actually, before we get to that, just continuing on the issue of standing or sitting in a plane or in a car, the Deborah Tzina Rav, the Be'er Moshe of Moshe Stern, the Deborah Tzina Rav, wrote a whole kuntros in the back of one of the volumes of his tshuvas called Kuntros Electric. You may have guessed, it has to do with electricity and halacha. But not just electricity, really anything technology-based and halacha. So he has hundreds of tshuvas, literally, on anything having to do with technology and halacha. So in Kuntros Electric, Simon Kuf Yudal, Rosh Beis, he writes, Hagam shenachon levarich birchus tefillah sederach mu'umad ki kol bracha shel mitzvah ba'aviron she'i'ef shalamod yivarich gam lechadchila miyusheves kimo be... Anyone read that word? Be buses... Ubimachonos, car. So he says, just like it's pasha when you're on a bus and a car, that you say tefillah sederach when you're sitting down. On a plane also, it's very difficult to stand up on a plane, especially at the time that you're supposed to say tefillah sederach. Because if it's as the plane starts to travel its first few miles, so it's probably when it's traveling very quickly on the runway, when the fasten seatbelt sign is on, and you're not allowed to be... standing. So it's certainly difficult to stand up on a plane and say tefillah sederach. So he says, even the chachila, you could sit on a plane and say tefillah sederach. And the same is true in a bus and a car. It says Rav Sternbach in Tshuvas van Hagos, Chelek Gimel Siman Ayin Vav. I thought this was interesting. V'aderech hanachon l'anias daiti, says Rav Sternbach. Shimnosea berechev prati, obimonit, if you're traveling in your own private car or in a taxi, deroy la'atzor, v'loredes me'arechev, mistakel alayam, u'mevarech mu'umad, shebebirchas ha'shevach, roi l'chadchila levarech mu'umad, v'gam l'achshiva sheteni keres ha'brach al shevach b'riyas hayam. Very strange, no? You're saying a birch shevach, stop by the sea and look at the sea and also realize how much you have to be mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu for that he created this beautiful sea. Good. And look at the lashon the Deborah Tzina had in the previous tshuva. Why do you say umad? Kikol birchos shel kol brachos shel mitzvah, Deborah Tzina said. Says Rav Sternbach, why is it? Birchas shevach. What kind of bracha is this? Hold off on that. V'chein nahagti linyan tefillas haderech t'l'chadchila yesh levarech mu'umad. Now, in the first part, he wasn't talking about tefillas haderech. He was talking about when you see the Yamagadol. So you should stop the car, get out, look at the Yamagadol, appreciate the Yamagadol, and make a bracha on the Yamagadol. Don't just, as your pet, whizzing by it, you know, to just quickly mumble a tefillas haderech. It's a big deal. You're being mishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, same is true by tefillas derech shtei mu'umad, v'alkein ani mevakish manahag la'atzor, v'ani yotzei u'mevarech tefillas derech. Let him keep the money going, that's fine. You know, let him keep, and you'll pay him for the extra, whatever, a couple of shekel. So you say, v'umad, v'nogein kam gedol v'tzadikim v'artzeinu ha'kadosha, u'kefi shekibalti zagufa skula nifla'a. He says, this is an unbelievable skula. If you're into skulas, or even if you're not into skulas, this is like a very reasonable one, that if you say tefillah sederach with kavana, standing halachically in the most appropriate way, it's a wonderful skula, sheyinatzel mituunos v'chayos ra'os, that you'll be saved from accidents and chayos ra'os. Chayos ra'os, what kind of chayos ra'os are there in the roads in Israel? Says Rav Sternbach, shekolel nahagei mechoniyot shemitnahagim kechayot ra'os rachman alatzlan. The taxi drivers in Israel, those are the chayos ra'os that you have to worry about on the roads in Eretz Yisrael. It's black on right, right there, you have Rav Sternbach. That's certainly what a person that's it's a good marimakum to know in your back pocket, halachic, believe it or not. But chayos ros, the Israeli taxi drivers.
So,
yeah, kichayos ros. The way they drive is kichayos ros. So anyway, Rav Sternbach, what kind of brach is it? What kind of brach is it? Is birch shavach birch sa mitzvah? Why? How does the Debrecen say? Kikol birchos shel mitzvah. Yeah, there is an inyan to be omed for Birchas HaMitzvah. Beis Yosef writes in Simun Ches, in Hilchos Tzitzis, first time Birchas HaMitzvah comes up in Shulchan Aruch, so that's where he writes that you should stand up for Birchas HaMitzvah. But there's a Birchas HaMitzvah? It's a bracha that maybe itself is a mitzvah. So this gets us into a whole different discussion. is a, we don't make a birchas mitzvah on a bracha that itself is a mitzvah. Where else do we have a bracha that itself is a mitzvah? Well, we just discussed birchas haTorah, right? The bracha itself might be a mitzvah. Kishem Hashem Ekra HaVagodil Elokeinu. Birchas HaMazon, bracha itself is a mitzvah. The bracha of Havdalah, Kiddush, the bracha itself is a mitzvah. But would it have the same din of Amida? Meaning the din of Amida by Birchas HaMitzvah, why is that? Why do we have to stand for Birchas HaMitzvah? And would that necessarily apply? Is there a din of doing a mitzvah ba'amida? Or is it only a din of a Birchas HaMitzvah ba'amida? So Pashto says it's only din Birchas HaMitzvah. Right? Many mitzvahs you don't have to do ba'amida. Yeshiva besukkah does not have to be done ba'amida. There's an interesting Rambam when the Rambam says that you should make the leishev besukkah when you make kiddush in the sukkah and you make the leishev, you should do it standing, unlike the rest of the year where you make kiddush sitting. You should do the leishev standing so that over las yasin right away you'll be yoshev and you'll be yotzei in the midst of yeshiva besukkah. Very shver Rambam, because what does yeshiva besukkah mean? It doesn't mean sitting in a sukkah. It means living in a sukkah, dwelling in a sukkah. So you're already in the sukkah. It's not over the last. Very, very challenging Rambam. But there are plenty of mitzvahs that we do sitting down, that you're allowed to do sitting down. You don't have to do a maisa mitzvah. It doesn't have to be standing up, I don't think, right? A birchsa mitzvah has to be standing up. So the mitzvah is the bracha. So why don't we just say it's like a mitzvah? So why do we stand for birchsa mitzvah? So Pashtus is, I think, it relates to you mentioning the Shem Hashem. So it's covered for the Shem Hashem. We learn from Eglon, Fat King Eglon in Sefer HaShoftim, right? When the left-handed warrior, what was his name? Ehud, right? Right, Ehud? The left-handed warrior came in to Eglon and he hid the sword on his right side, and Eglon needed a better secret service. They were pretty terrible. They only checked the left side. They never heard of a lefty. Right. Well, I guess, yeah. But right. By modern standards, he was doing okay. So what happened? So as soon as Ehud said, I have a message from God. So what did Eglon do? Fat guy had a hard time standing up. Wasn't so easy. And he stood up because you're the Shem Hashem. Mishnah Berurah says that's why we stand for Kaddish. Right? So maybe that's the inyan of Birchas Mitzvah. We're being Mevarech Hashem. We stand out of respect to be Mevarech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So then you could understand that if the mitzvah is the bracha, that there would be an inyan to stand. Right, of covered for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Good. Now, is it a... And Pashtus, that's what it is, that it is a mitzvah. Meaning, like Rav Shechter says, that it's a mitzvah of tefillah be'ez tzara, or, you know, some sort of mitzvah midrabanan that Chazal were misakein. Right, but it's some level of mitzvah involved. Is it stam a birchas shevach? Shevach doesn't seem appropriate over here, no? When do you say birchas shevach? What's the rule? After you experience the shevach. So you're thanking God for allowing such beautiful highways to be built? I don't think so. You're asking Him, save you from Chayos Rose, from all these horrible things on the road. That doesn't sound like a Shevach at all.
If you're saying it's a bracha that's a mitzvah, the only reasonable thing to compare it to is benching, and that's for sitting also.
By benching, there may be specific reason that you have to be sitting by benching. And by Abdullah also. No, let me say the reason though. It's a different reason. The reason is that when you're there's a certain kavios to the seuda, and the benching has to be connected to the seuda. Furthermore, whenever you're being motzi other people, the Gemara in Bracha says you need a certain level of kavios in order to be motzi other people. That's why Tosus writes that he doesn't understand why the minig is to stand for Avdallah. We're being motzi other people. You need to be sitting. You need to have a kavios in order to be motzi other people. I think Rav Salvechik, my uncle told me, Julius Berman told me that once Rav Salvechik was in YU for Shabbos, normally went back to Boston for Shabbos, but one time that he was in YU for Shabbos, he gave a whole shiur at Shalosh Shudis about why it's important to sit for Avdallah in order to be Yotzei, and he explained Shitas HaTosfos, that it doesn't make any sense that people stand for Avdallah, and then they daven Mariv, and Shabbos was over, and they were Mechabed Rav to say Avdallah, and he stood for Avdallah. And they said, Rabbeinu, you know, what's going on? You just gave a whole shiur about how you're not supposed to stand for Avdallah. He said, because my father stood for Avdallah, my grandfather stood for Avdallah. So, and then he pulled out the Tosa and he says, look what Tosa says. Tosa doesn't say, we have to change the minhag. He says it's sarachin. Why our minhag is that we stand for Abdullah and we don't sit for Abdullah. But that's the minhag. That's what everyone does. But in general, there's this inyan of kviyas, which you don't have by the derech necessarily. And other Chazal tell us it's supposed to be mu'umad, that it's better to be mu'umad by tefillas derech. Okay, what about airplane travel? So does airplane travel require tefillas derech? So again, let's go back to the issues. If it's an issue of anything that's dangerous, so then it would depend on whether you view airplane travel as dangerous. It may relate to the discussion of airplane travel in Birchas HaGomel. Meaning, do you view it, Rav Moshe's shita about airplane travel when it comes to Birchas HaGomel, is that an airplane is an inherently dangerous place. Because any time you're in a kli, where if that kli weren't there, you would die, so then that's considered a dangerous place. So if you're in an airplane, if that airplane weren't there and you were just left 35,000 feet above sea level, you would die because you'd fall and that would be it, right? So therefore, it's inherently dangerous, argues Rav Moshe. It doesn't have to be an overseas trip, even New York to Boston. Whatever, it's inherently dangerous, Rav Moshe argues, and therefore always requires Birchas HaGomel. Others say, nah, airplane travel is not dangerous. Airplane travel, when do you make Birchas HaGomel? So the majority of poskim, I think, assume when you go over an ocean, because whenever you go over an ocean, even if it's not dangerous, Chazal defined it as dangerous, so the Torah defines it as dangerous. So even though it's not really dangerous, you have to. So then maybe there will be no tefillas derech if it's not really dangerous. And yet others say that no, airplane travel is not going over, even if you're going over an ocean. Going over an ocean means on the ocean. It doesn't mean traveling over the ocean. So that would not be dangerous at all, and it's, the statistics tell you that it's more dangerous to cross the street or to get in a car than it is to get in an airplane. So it's not dangerous at all, and therefore it's not required to say that's if you view it from a danger perspective. But if you say, no, it's not in sakana, it's an issue of derech. Am I going on a derech? Whenever I'm going on something that is halachically defined as a derech, chazal or mesakin, tefillas a derech. Then the lechara, you would make a tefillas a derech with airplane travel. So says back to the Deborah Tzina Rav in Kuntros Electric Simon Pei Gimel source number 9, Tfilas haderech ani mechayiv lekol echad ve'echad lomer b'shemu malchus ve'enu mevarch bracha mevatel bracha atzricha ve'onesh bitul bracha biyado ukvar nitfas mishmei da'agon hakadosh adru migur zetzal tfilas shiyomru kishetasim ba'aviron nosav al tfilas haderech u'matov lo amro u'zuchuso yagin aleinu. So says the Deborah Tzina Rav that I hold that you need to say tefillas derech airplane travel. How certain am I about this? Well, I hold you have to say it b'shem u'malchus, meaning whenever you're mesupuk, whether you need to say a bracha or not need to say a bracha. So one of the compromises is that people say without shem u'malchus. They say it's like a tefillah without the shem u'malchus. He says I hold it needs to be said with shem u'malchus, and if you say it without shem u'malchus, you're being mevatel a mitzvah of saying a bracha that you needed to say. It's like eating an apple without saying baruch priya eitz. This is something that you needed to say and you failed to say. So that's the Deborah Tzina's very clear opinion. Rav Shechter and the other. So what does Deborah Tzina hold? Obviously he holds that it's a din in derech, it's a din in travel, right? That whenever you're going on a road, whenever you're traveling, so that's considered to be a requirement, say tefillas derech. Rav Shechter and Nefesh HaRav, page Kuf Mem Tes, Omar Rabbeinu, he quotes from Rav Salvechik, Shebashanam HaRishonus Kishanas Haloch V'Shov Mi Boston to New York, Tamid Nahag Lomar Tefillas HaDerech. In his initial years of traveling after he became Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva University, he was Rav in Boston first, obviously, and then after his father died, they invited him to be the Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva University, so he started traveling back and forth all the time. So he used to always say Tefillas HaDerech. Ah, Kavor Har Beishanim, Hisragel Kol Kach L'Anasiyah Baviron, Ad Shelo Hayiloch Shashos U'Pachadim Klal U'Klal, U'B'Chiyah Gavna, She'en La'Anasiyah Pachad Klal Me'Anasiyah, Hayitofis Rabbeinu Dolo Shayach Kol Inyan De Tefillas HaDerech. He held that once he's not afraid at all, there's no anxiety even in traveling. You know, some people get very nervous before they fly. They know, they read the statistics. It's not really dangerous, not really dangerous. Right, this guy just got drafted, I think. I don't know if he didn't get drafted because of this, but there was a guy that was supposed to get drafted in the NBA, but he told teams he's not going to fly. He's going to drive or take a train, whatever. He did get drafted? Which team? Somewhere in the middle of the country, I hope. Yeah, okay. So he said he's someone who has anxieties about it. So what, did Rav Salvechik not know at first that plane travel was safe and then he discovered that it was safe? No, he knew the whole time, but he held that it's a din in danger, but not a din in actual danger, a din in perceived danger. in how a person feels about the danger. If you're gripped with pachad, so you need to say tefillas derech. If you're not gripped with pachad, then there's no requirement to say tefillas derech. That itself is a chiddush. I would have thought, what do you mean? Batla daita etzel rov kolad. There's a mira matzoi, a meichena matzoi. I don't know, some get there. That if there's a mira matzoi, that there's going to be some danger. Good. So then say tefillas derech.
Are there any other kind of brachos or mitzvos? I mean, besides
that, are totally completely in your
tefillah. Besides that.
That are completely totally in your hergish. It's a good question.
I mean, I guess there is. Yeah, I guess tova meitiv.
Maybe mentioning
shechianu atova meitiv. Those kinds of brachos. Maybe it depends how important it is to you, right? If I buy a new suit,
there are some gedarim to that.
There are some gedarim. Yeah, but over here also you have to be traveling at least, and it has to be a certain distance, and it has to be. Versus question of right, like an expensive suit, but you know what I would consider an expensive suit and what I don't know, right? Donald Trump considered an expensive suit probably different. He probably wouldn't make a shechianu on a new suit anymore, or his daughter, let's say, wouldn't make a shechianu. He doesn't make shechianu, but she does, right? So she probably wouldn't make a shechianu on a new suit because she probably gets them fairly often. But I mean, truth is, I get suits pretty often. My father-in-law loves buying me stuff. Oh, Hashem, so he always gets me suits. So I get them pretty often also. I still make Shechianu though. So he explains in the brackets, Shenitkina b'toras tefila be'is tzara, asher lefi divrei Ramban b'sefer ha-mitzvos, yesh lo din miyuchad k'shala atzma, shari kol ha-drachim b'chesko sakanahim. So the Rambam, he says that this is tefila be'is tzara, that every derech is b'chesko sakana. Ach, b'noseh b'derech ve'inenu margish shum sakana upach l'klal l'klal, m'esh rog l'kach, as I yef shalom b'chiyagavne to call a drachim b'cheska sakana. So that's what he's explaining. He's saying like this. It's not just tali in your hergish. What's tali in your hergish? What's in a tzara is tali in how you feel, right? Meaning the din is, yeah, there's a mitzvah to be mispal based tzara. What's in a tzara? Well, it depends what you feel. If you feel an ace tzara, then it's an ace tzara. If you don't feel an ace tzara, it's not an ace tzara for you. So you have to feel it in order for it to be an ace tzara. That's what's tali in your feeling. Whether it's an ace tzara, then once it's an ace tzara, mele tzachiyuv doraisa, that you have to daven tefillas haderech. So that's how Harav Shachter has. The most unique shita, so again, so far Deborah Tziner just seemed to assume whenever you're going on a derech, right? Whenever you're going on a derech, by definition, you have to say it. It doesn't make a difference. Dangerous, not dangerous, whatever. And airplane is definitely a derech. Rav Shechter, on the other side, B'Shem Rav Soloveitchik, no, you have to feel a sense of pachad, feel a sense of danger, because it has to be an esara. So it has to be a dangerous derech where you sense the danger. That's when you say it. A third shita, very unique shita, is that of the Rugachavir. I didn't type it up. That's too bad. The Rugachavir, I thought I had it in here somewhere. What? It's in 12? Ah, he quotes it in 12. Ah, I should have taken it from the original source. Okay, the Rugachavir is quoted in the Sefer Ishim Vashitos. In Ishim Vashitos is Rav Zevin's book of great Torah personalities of the past couple of centuries. So he wrote about 20 pages on every great Torah person, you know, and every other great Torah personality, about 100 pages on the Rugachavir, because he was been biased by the Rugachavir, so he felt very close to the Rugachavir. So, and the newest volume of Ishim Vashitos, it's very cute. They did a new printing of it, and they printed all of the pieces Rav Zevin wrote, and then they did a piece on Rav Zevin. And they had one, so it was very nice. So in his piece on the Rugachavir, he tells you how sharp the Rugachavir's brain was, how incredibly brilliant he was. So he says that they asked the Rugachavir once whether you say Tefillas HaDerech on an airplane. And the Rugachavir immediately, without blinking an eye, said, "What do you mean? It's an Afna Gemara that you don't say Tefillas HaDerech on an airplane." Where's the Afna Gemara? So you have a Gemara in Maseches Chulin. Do I have a Gemara here? Yeah. On source number 11. Gemara in Maseches Chulin says like this. Amar Rav Damarav, Chulin daf Kuf Lamed Tesam Adbeis. Amar Rav Damarav, Matza Kan B'yam Chayiv B'Shiluach. If you find a Kan, this is talking about the Shiluach HaKan Sugyos. If you find a nest by the sea, you have to be Mishaleach. Shenem Ar Koam Ar Hashem Anosin B'yam Derech. If you find a kan bashamayim, you should also have to send it away, because it also calls it a derech, and the whole point is kimatza kan baderech. When you find a nest on the derech, you have to send it away. So isn't shamayim also called derech? Derech nesher bashamayim. And so the Gemara, derech nesher ikri, derech stama lo ikri. That shamayim is called derech nesher. It's not called derech. That's how the Gemara says. Shamayim is not called derech. So says Ragachover, you're asking me if you say Tfilas Ha Derech in when you're traveling in the sky, it's not for the Gemara. Derech Nesher Ikri. Derech Lo Ikri. Shemaim is not called Derech. What does that reveal about the Ragachover sheet, other than his incredible brilliance and instant recall of all of Shas, is the that he views Tfilas Ha Derech as being fundamentally a takana that when you go, but Derech, you say a Tfilah. That it's a, completely an Indian of Derech. That you could be in a dangerous situation and traveling. But if it's not halachically defined as derech, I don't care if you're traveling and it's dangerous, doesn't matter. You don't say tefillah as derech. Yeah?
Maybe once we're in the plane, then we have the status of nesher. In which case, it is derech.
These, we're flying in these large al-kanfei nesharim on these on these these great jumbo jets. It's, I don't know. Even you look at Rav Avadia in source number 12. Rav Avadia doesn't like this Ragachover very much. He doesn't think the Ragachover was serious. A lot of times it was hard to tell if the Ragachover was serious because he was apparently a very sarcastic personality. You know, the Maisa goes that someone sent him a postcard where they asked him a question. You know, I used to be the Minigun Yeshivas in Europe. And I mentioned this recently, that they used to have a postcard. The way they used to send postcards was that there were two sides. So you'd put a double postage on it, and you'd fill in one side, and then the person would respond, filling in the other side, and already had the postage paid, and he'd send it back to you. So that's what they did with the Ragachover. They took these postcards, people from yeshivas all over Europe, and they would write their questions on one side, and the Ragachover would fill up the other side with marmokomos that answer the question. That's the way he worked. It was an incredible thing. That was that Rav Gifter said that he used to send letters when he was a bachur to the Ragachover after asking everyone else in tells and everyone saying, okay, we can't answer it. Now you send it to the Ragachover, because he was known as this incredible genius, and that's what he did. So one, the Maisa goes, and I think Rav Zevin confirms it in Nishim Vashitos, that someone wrote a question. Ragachover was not impressed by the question, so he wrote back a whole bunch of marmokomos, and the guy couldn't figure out the connection between all the marmokomos until he realized that the Ragachover had quoted every single place in Shas that the word Am HaAretz comes up, and that was his way of telling the fellow, I didn't think that it was a very good question. Ragachover was a very my other favorite story about the Ragachover, once we're on the topic. Yeah, I'm sure I've told this before as well, but my other favorite story about the Ragachover is where someone comes to him and he was meeting with another Talmud Chacham. I think it was maybe, I don't want to say who it was, he was meeting with another Talmud Chacham, and someone comes to him and says, can you give me a bracha? And the Ragachover was chassid, so you'd expect he'd give a bracha. So the Ragachover said, no, I don't give brachas. I'm not going to give you a bracha. It's not my thing. You're not an apple, I'm not a whatever, you know, I don't give a bracha. So the other Talmud Chacham said, you know, the Gemara says, "Afilu birchas hedyot al tei kal be'enecha." Even the bracha of an idiot should be taken seriously. So kal v'chomer, your bracha, Ragachover, it should be taken seriously. You should give a bracha. So the Ragachover said, instead of me giving a bracha with a kal v'chomer, why don't you give a bracha without a kal v'chomer? You won't even need a kal v'chomer. Imamish birchas hedyot. Okay, so that was the Ragachover. So Rav Avadia says, I don't know if the Ragachover was serious about this. If you look at Rav Avadia in Yichav Adas, v'nira shegam linyan tefil sederecha ikra. You got to say it when you're on an airplane. The car of Lomar Shah Ragachovi Lo Omar Kane El Lichadu de Bialma. He said things like Chayin Chazal a lot of times. You have Amoraim that did this. That would say things not seriously. We just had in Daf Yomi a couple of days ago that one of the Amoraim said something, and all the Talmidim said, "What? What's going on? Why did he say that?" And the Gemara says, "Yeah, he didn't really mean it. He was just saying to, because he wanted to make sure the kids were paying attention, that they would ask questions. The Chadu de Bialma to keep things sharp." And then he writes, Chalkas Yaakov, anyone know who that is? Rav Breish, post World War II in Switzerland. Shekasav b'shem agon bal chavetzela shasharon. Sha'af sha'agon ha-ragachav yayigadol ma'od b'torah v'kol raz lo anislei. Even though the Ragachov was a gon in Torah and no, there were no secrets that were hidden from him. Mikol makom kashal lismoch alav la'alacha. Very difficult to rely on the Ragachover la halacha lemaisa. V'lo zacha ador lehanos me'oro hagadol la halacha brura. It's a nice way of saying that he was a little too independent minded to rely on him la halacha. That's a nicer way of saying it. In the Sri Deish, he has a little bit of a lesser, nicer way of saying it, where Sri Deish says that he asked. he had a tshuva about something. I forget exactly what the issue was. And the rugged shaver says, what kind of tshuva? You're quoting me a Ramah and a Chassam Sefer? What is a Ramah Chassam Sefer to me? I have a Rambam and a Rashi. Like, anything after the Gemara and maybe Rambam and Rashi didn't mean anything to him. Like, he was mevatel all generations of Torah literature. Like, he didn't care. It was, what do you mean? I have a Raya from the Gemara, I have a Raya from a Rambam. So that was, the response the Sri Deish had was, he's a genius, he's brilliant, but come on, we pass an halacha based on what it says in Shulchan Aruch and Ramah. We don't just ignore that the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah ever said something. So the Rambam was very, very independent minded. So that's the way that he quotes the Sri Deish. Yeah, the Sri Deish, if you look it up, that's where he says that he was mevatel the Ramah like this. So that's what it means, that you can't, as great as he was, l'alach l'maisa, not to rely on him. Okay, so that's the... that's the Harav Vadya deals with the rugged shaver.
He just says he disagrees.
He says that this is, it's very sharp, but is that really a raya from the Gemara that it's called derech nesher? It's not called derech. Is tefillas a derech about traveling, or is it about what's halachically called a derech? Let's say I go in the forest and there's no derech in the forest. So you can tell me that you don't say tefillas a derech. Very, very shver. No, tefillas a derech. When kiyikrit kansipor bederech, okay, so that maybe is totally on what's called derech. Tzilas derech is a takanas chazal. It's not. There's no pasuk in the Torah that says derech. It's a takanas chazal that when you're traveling, this is what you should do. So probably Chazal said it when you're traveling or when you're in danger or whatever it is, but not when you're on a halachic derech. Why would that matter whether it's halachic derech? And is Rav Vadya's raya is he says, you know, there's halach in Shulchan Aruch. There's a mitzvah sona. When is a man expected to sleep with his wife? So it depends on his profession, the Gemara Ksuva says. If he's out of town for 6 months at a time, so once every 6 months when he's back in town. If he's Talmud Chacham, Erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos. If he's this kind of business, twice a week. The answer is whenever she expects it, right? But there are a couple of times where it's a mitzvah sona, where there's a requirement. So one is Lel Tvila. On Lel Tvila, there's a mitzvah sona. That's why when there's an Isra Tashmish, the mikvah is closed. Because you don't want to create a mitzvah sona, right? You can't have the mitzvah sona. So on Lel Yom Kippur and Lel Tisha B'Av, the mikvah is closed. 2 nights a year, the mikvah is closed. Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. So but anyway, and what's the other time? When Bishashu Yotzei L'Derech. When he's going L'Derech. So if he's going on an airplane, then there's no mitzvah sona. Only if he's going by boat? Come on. So that's ridiculous. Not every time it says l'derech doesn't mean the halachic definition of derech as explained in Chulin Kuf Lamed Tes. He doesn't think that that's correct.
Anyone want to resist it? There's a name in the time of the Gemara, it was the sky wasn't called derech. But nowadays it would be.
Also. Oh, okay.
I mean, like in the future, let's say we have the cars driving.
Right. If the Jetsons ever ever make it. Then the sky is the derech. Yeah, I don't know, but it's hard because the Gemara says, then the halach is going to change about if you find kansipur b'shamayim, which I don't even know what that means, by the way. What does it mean you find kansipur b'shamayim?
It's an overhanging branch or something.
Is that it?
It's a tree.
That's a tree. It's connected to the ground.
Yeah, that's the basic case.
Yeah, that's a normal.
It's like, but a tree that's on ground. If a tree is hanging over a cliff, let's say.
Oh, is
that's
that it?
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I don't know what it means. It's not floating, right? I'm not sure what it means. Okay? I don't know. Okay. Now, should you use Sheva Malchus? So again, it all depends on these issues. If you hold it to dinner whenever you feel pachat, so whenever you feel pachat, you say Sheva Malchus. Rav Soloveitchik in his early years, Mestamun, who's traveling from Boston to New York, said Sheva Malchus. If you hold that it's a din in whatever is called a derech, so then whatever is called a derech, yeah, Sheva Malchus. If you're Mesupak, okay, so then when you're Mesupuk, maybe not Shema Malchus. So if you look in the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Vosner writes, Hinei Talmud Chacham Echad Yitzia Daito De Bezman Hazeh In Levar Tefil Sadarach V'Brachim Haskaras Hashem Heyos Shebaharbi Drachim Yeshlam Yishuvim Samuch L'Drachim B'Toch Parsel L'Derech. He says, now the problem is, it's hard to fit the qualifications of traveling. Oh, I didn't realize how late it was. Oh, whoops. What he says is hard to fit the qualification of traveling in Pars. We didn't even get to the whole sugya. I have too many Rogachev stories. All right. We got to look Rashi, Bahag, I missed the whole sugya. Maybe tomorrow. I don't know. I missed the whole sugya, so maybe we'll come back to this tomorrow. All right.